Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
About to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show, but first let's tell you about our good friends at the finest airport that ever was and ever will be.
The San Bernardino International Airport. Especially when there's summer travel plans, it can get expensive at these airports. That's why you got to go to this airport where parking is just $5 a day.
Plus, you got those easy trips, San Francisco or Provo, Utah. Maybe you didn't plan anything this summer. See how easy it is.
Don't be one of those people who has to pack your patience. Go to San Bernardino International Airport.
Okay, enough shilling. And now it's time to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Good morning. Welcome to your weekend and welcome to your K-Rock. It is 8 o'clock just after, so we have some stuff for you this hour as you are paying attention, hopefully, to win your way into the Santa Monica Ocean Way Festival with The Killers and Jack White and Sublime and more. We also have for you this hour your four tickets to go to Universal Studios, ride the new Fast Furious Hollywood Drift roller coaster there. Be one of the first humans to go on that ride that has been tested over and over again. Been watching all those test dummies get to ride the ride for free, and now you'll get a chance as well coming up this hour. I don't know why we keep torturing ourselves and we keep finding new ways.
I don't know why either, but
I was just looking at the videos up on our Instagram of the lettuce wheel spinning, and all of us that were eating the recalled lettuce from Taylor Farms, some of us have had some stomach issues since then, and everyone says the good news is we have up to 2 weeks to figure out if we're going to fully catch that cephalocytias or whatever it's called.
Cyclosporiasis.
I don't believe that.
Could be in our future as well. So we got that to look forward to. And as that video just went up yesterday, you can watch it and people are having a good laugh at our expense. This hour we've decided, and this is maybe the worst punishment I think we've ever put on the table for one of us.
Would you rather shave your head or do this?
Shave my head. I'd rather shave my head again.
Be honest.
I would rather shave my head again and go down to a one like I did the first time, because the punishment this hour, based on the cheating scandal that happened at the DMV.
With the written test. Now 11,000 people have to retake the test.
People have to retake the test. Think about that. You thought you passed. You got yourself a license. A feeling of freedom. It's one of the greatest things that can happen to you in your entire life. I got a driver's license. And then they go, not so fast. You got to come and retake this test. Because apparently people were cheating using metaglasses while they were taking the test. So now, we this hour on the show are going to see if any of us can actually pass the DMV written test. And here's the catch, and this sucks for us. The loser, whoever has the lowest score, which will be one of us is going to lose, is going to go and have to spend a certain amount of time at the DMV, doing nothing, by the way.
You can't do anything. You can't even renew your driver's license, even if you could.
Just have to go and sit at the DMV for anywhere from 1 hour up to 5 hours.
What are you talking about? We said hour.
No, we didn't, Jake. We decided before the show is that we're going to do every question you get wrong.
Is an hour.
If you have the lowest score, is another hour you have to spend at the DMV. So think about this for a moment. One of us is going to have to spend time on our free time.
In those little plastic chairs.
The world's worst place on the planet.
Stinkiest.
And usually when you're there, at least at the end of the whole thing, you're like, well, I got my license plates renewed or something you had to do. The concept of having to just go and sit there
and checking nothing off your to-do list.
And it doesn't matter what number they call in their weird rickety system of K63 followed by B4. It doesn't matter because you're just going to sit there.
And I can imagine when you go in, they're like, do you want to take a number? And you just go, nope.
Yeah, just going to sit. What do you need to do here? I lost a bet and I'm sitting at the DMV. So that is, I believe, one of the worst punishments. I'm sure the AC is not great there either this time of year. Mm-mm. Terrible. It's always got that kind of stank to it.
It never has good circulation, even in the winter months.
So Omar, we found out off the air yesterday, is by far the best driver because he says he's not gotten a ticket in something like over a decade.
Well, over 15 years.
Over 15 years.
I remember when I got the ticket.
The guy has not gotten a ticket. And probably, I would argue, you drive the most amount of mileage of anyone.
Oh, yeah.
A, because of how far you live from the radio station, and B, because of all of the different DJ gigs you're doing constantly. You're at a wedding in Laguna. You're at a wedding in Santa Barbara. You're constantly traveling. So you're on the road all the time. Yep. Are you lucky, or do you actually follow the rules of the road?
I drive very carefully. I had I don't want to get an accident, and I just don't want to get another vehicle, and I don't want to do anything that is going to create kind of chaos in my life. So right. I take that very seriously.
Does this include parking tickets?
Yeah, I haven't had a parking ticket in since the early 2000s, I guess.
This is why the punishment was so bad that we couldn't even agree on who was going to administer the test, because the person who was going to administer the test would not be able to lose.
Right.
And then we were talking about, well, the person who wins the LAMO award for safest driver,
right,
will have that person administer the test, and that was Omar.
I'm the LAMO.
Yeah.
I mean, I've gotten 3 parking tickets in the last month.
Jesus, man.
I'm still fighting my ticket.
And I just got a couple toll violations in the mail from driving as well, because I wanted to go in the fast lane, but I didn't have an easy pass.
Oh, nice.
So I got some of those to deal with. And I have, I still have the ticket. I got the fix-it ticket when I got pulled over with no license plates and a bunch of other stuff.
Tinted window. You still haven't gotten that fixed?
I got part of it fixed. I got the fix-it part fixed, but the part about me actually getting the updated everything else, not fixed.
You know, my speeding ticket, because I got one of those ones where you could technically be arrested. You were going so fast.
Yeah.
Because I was going 29 miles over the speed limit.
I mean, Omar hasn't gotten a ticket in 15 years, and Allie masturbates on the 101. So
I'm actually surprised I can still drive.
Vanessa, you ran over a bicyclist recently, right? That was within the last year.
I didn't run over the bicyclist. I was parking and the bicyclist ran over me.
Okay. So obviously, I think we've made the right call that Omar's going to be the one giving us the test. So,
Johnny was saying how many times he took the written test.
Oh yeah, Johnny failed it, I think, 4 times out of the gate.
It was like 3 times, and it was the written part, not the driving part.
So anyway, we're going to figure out which one of us does the worst. That person will have a terrible punishment. So you get to go ahead and experience our misery and make that your pleasure coming up this hour on K-Rock.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.
Good morning. Why do you guys keep doing this to yourselves? It brings me joy, but I feel bad for you, and I'm starting to feel bad for whoever loses this. People pointing out that whoever has to go sit in the DMV, 818 can confirm the DMV does not have AC most of the time. The seats are always taken except for the one next to the guy with the worst BO.
Yes, there's always one person
also
in the corner.
Incredibly uncomfortable there. Someone says the DMV will not let you in without a number, so we're going to have to at least make up a reason why we are there, even though we're not going to actually do anything other than sit in the DMV. Anywhere from 1 to 5 hours of sitting in the DMV to do nothing. People ask,
won't let you in without a number?
That's what they said. We may have to wait in line out. Sometimes there's that long ass line outside even to just get into the
check
DMV.
Check in?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So people say the reason that Omar drives so cautiously is because he probably has a car full of drugs.
Oh, and fireworks.
Doesn't want to be pulled over, so he's the only guy. The only people that are actually following the rules of the road are the people that know that.
I've also been driving since 13, so I have a lot of experience.
Right, you got those extra years of experience because you drove illegally for 3 years.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
In a moment, we're going to take the quiz. Which one again? Whichever one of us does the worst is going to have to sadly have the worst punishment we've ever had on the show. And we ate bags of diarrhea lettuce earlier this week, and that person is going to have to sit in the DMV based on how many questions they get wrong, an hour for every question they get wrong.
Knowing that the diarrhea lettuce could strike at any time.
It could strike while you're at the DMV. It's a real double punishment. Give us a practice one, Omar, and then we'll take the break, and then we'll get ready. And Vanessa, Johnny, Allie, Jake, myself, we're all battling for this, and we've all agreed that if we lose, we will be going to a DMV. And someone said, do you guys get to pick the DMV most convenient to you, or will we pick? That's so messed up.
No, it has to be
the one in downtown LA.
Oh,
this one's got to be so bad.
It has to be one with parking. Come on.
I don't know about that.
Come on. We cannot do that to ourselves.
Someone said you guys should go to the DMV closest to Omar just to make it more convenient for him.
You know, someone pointed out that the Rancho one is one of the few you can go in without a number.
Oh, so there you go. It's good.
Might have to do that.
Come on over.
Drive 2 hours just to sit there at the DMV for nothing. It's
the
biggest waste of a day ever. All right, give us a practice one.
All right, this one is pretty easy. Who has the right of way at a 4-way stop?
Pedestrian.
Jesus.
Oh, trick question.
Vanessa
wrote down pedestrian.
We're talking about cars
it's
here.
The person that got there first.
Hold on.
I didn't know the answer.
What do you think, Jake?
Well, it's called a right of way for a reason. It's the person to your right.
Well, if you get there at the same time, it's the person to your right. If you're the person that got there first, then it's you.
Johnny, the first question Omar's given us is who gets the right of way at a four-way stop?
Yeah, it's the person who's on your right-hand side. If you guys get there at the same time, it's automatically the person on the right-hand side.
Yeah.
If there's nobody there, then it's you.
How do you know you're the person on the right side when you're... Okay, well, that was just a practice.
But if you're looking in a mirror, is it still on the right?
That's an interesting point.
This was like the easiest one.
Well, we got problems already. All right, well, come back. Don't answer.
Wait, what's the answer? Don't get it?
Well, I mean, listen, I always thought that it is whoever arrives. We always said the crappiest car should get the right of way because they're probably having the hardest time. But I know that's not what the DMV thinks. Uh-huh. So I believe it is. Is whoever arrives first, but if there's a tie, then it does go to the car on the right. I thought.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
That's the answer. Yep.
So the answer is whoever gets there first.
Whoever gets there first, or if the vehicles arrive at the same time, it's the person on the right.
Right.
Yeah. But and then there's that also uncomfortable moment where both people wave to each other. You go.
Oh, my God. And
then
you start to go, and then you stop, and then you go, oh, I hate that.
So the one person that definitely got that one wrong is Vanessa.
You said that was a practice one, so no one has a score yet.
Okay. When we get back.
No one hasn't scored yet.
When we get back in a moment, we will take the quiz. There's been a DMV cheating scandal. We're going to get to the bottom of this in a moment. One of us is going to have to spend a lot of goddamn time at the DMV for no reason.
Her name rhymes with Schmanessa.
We'll figure out who that is next.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm the normal person. We have to do something to ruin our day so that hopefully you can enjoy at our expense. One of us will be forced to go to the DMV and sit there for up to 5 hours. Actually, Omar said there's maybe 9 questions. So if someone were to get every question wrong, they could be there for 9 hours.
Jesus.
At the DMV. And to do nothing. And by the way,
I think you would start going crazy. I think you'd be like that 127 hours movie.
970 wanted to text us and let us know. I am a DMV tech, and you do need a reason to be inside.
We have a reason.
And you said you can always give the reason of needing new plates, but then say never mind when your number is called.
Do you even stay there, or you just don't wait? You don't get up and go to the window.
Someone has to record themselves.
You don't get up. Yeah, I think we're going to have to. Whoever's there for that long is going to have to prove it. By the way, the DMV has had an interesting run. We're doing this now because there was this big cheating scandal earlier this week that a lot of people have to retake the test. 11,000 people, I think, have to retake the test, or else they're going to lose their license. This happened not too long ago, Allie, as well.
At least 5 people now, DMV workers, are facing federal charges after being accused in a recent bribery scandal.
Cool.
Listen to this. Federal prosecutors say those employees were accepting thousands of dollars in payoffs to approve licenses for unqualified drivers.
Not good.
It's clear. You don't have to go very far in anywhere in Southern California to realize most people on the road are unqualified drivers.
I'm going
to
bribe one of them if I could take a nap in their office or something.
Yeah.
The employees were working at the DMV offices in Torrance and Lincoln Park.
So, great. You know, this is a lot of people suggesting which DMV we go to if we have to pay our punishment. Someone says that the greatest DMV is the Newhall one because it's always empty and there's air conditioning. That's where Johnny claims he failed his test 3 different times.
No, I passed the driving test there. I took the written test in Pacoima.
And you failed that one 3 times.
I failed that 3 times, yeah. That was tough.
The Pasadena DMV says that there's a side entrance. You can just walk in the side entrance. You don't have to go through the checking in process. So there's people. Thank you. Everyone's very helpful with our punishments. We appreciate it.
Got it. We'll figure it out.
Omar's got the questions ready.
Yeah.
It's time for us to take the driving test, the on-air portion of it, which is the written quiz question. Everyone, keep track of your own score. And Omar says some of these are multiple choice and some of these are just write down the answer. So everyone's got
their
paper out and pen out. All right, Omar.
No cheating.
Whenever you're ready.
What should you do if your vehicle starts to skid on a slippery road?
Oh, no.
What should you do if your vehicle starts to skid on a slippery road?
Is this multiple choice, this one, or no?
This one is not multiple choice. Okay. If it is multiple choice, I will give you the multiple choice, you jackass.
Thank you.
I think Klein should be Dr. Point.
No, that's a question.
Point off, Klein.
Okay, I've got my answer.
Got it?
What do you do? The first question is, what do you do when you start to skid?
On a slippery road.
Did you pick this one because you think skid marks are funny?
Maybe.
Okay. Omar went through hundreds of questions to give us this collection. This is a sampling of what we would have to get right if we wanted to get our driver's license.
Next question.
All right. Hold on. I think we're going to answer. I think we're going to
answer
at a time.
As we go? Okay.
Yep. All right. Vanessa, what did you write? Everyone has their answer. Pen down. Everyone pens down. What'd you write, Vanessa?
I wrote, slow down, release gas, and move to the right.
I'm pretty sure that's not right.
Why are we laughing? You don't know what you guys put.
Johnny, what did you write, Johnny?
I put you take your foot off the brake and the gas, first of all.
The brake and the gas?
Yeah. Well, you can't pump the brakes because then that's how you hydroplane and that's how you spin out of control and hit the divider.
Okay, so you say take foot off brake and gas.
Yeah, just coast. Just let it take you. Just let it take you and just steer. That's it.
Okay. Allie?
I believe you keep the steering wheel straight. And slowly pump the brakes.
Slowly pump the brakes. Jake, what did you write?
Turn into the skid and, make sure to not slam on the brakes, but, gently hit the brakes.
Yeah, I wrote, I think.
Turn into the skid.
Yeah, that's right. I think you're supposed to steer towards the skid, I believe. I wrote that as well. I wrote steer towards the skid and slowly pump the brakes.
But I think if you turn
the
steering wheel, you start getting crazy town.
I think that's the whole plan. That's how you get control of the car again. I think that I remember that. I remember that from the last time I even thought about that was...
God, these really traumatize us for life, huh? Were any of us right?
Some of you were partially right. Nobody was fully right.
Oh, great.
Oh, my God.
What is the answer?
The answer, is one of those tricky ones that there's another question, I believe, on the DMV questionnaire that is similar to this. The answer to this particular question is take your foot off the accelerator and steer in the direction you want the vehicle to go.
Aha, I said release gas, so I get it.
You said pull over to the right, which is not what you should do.
Release gas
and
move to the
right. But the part that everybody got wrong was you have to steer in the direction you want the vehicle to go. So I think this is one of these questions that they put in here because I think if ice is involved, then it's steer into it if you're on an icy road.
Oh, man. This DMV, man.
What
they get you every time.
Because
it's
different. Bastards!
So I guess no. So we're all down one. I guess technically we're all down one. So that's one.
Me and Klein got it right.
You didn't.
And me too.
No, you didn't.
No, you didn't say to steer into the skid.
Yeah, we're all wrong. We all technically are 1 hour now. This is adding to our total.
We're not all at an hour.
Go to question. Well, if... We're all equally wrong at this point.
What happens if we all get all of them wrong?
Because we're going to doing the show from the DMV
together.
One day.
All right, here we go. The next one. What is the minimum following distance you should maintain behind another vehicle?
Oh, crap.
What is the minimum following distance
minimum.
You should maintain behind another vehicle?
Oh, okay.
Minimum following distance. Can we ask a follow-up? Are you looking for...
I don't know. I'm looking at the answer.
Can you ask follow-ups on the written test? No. Right. And that's what all these questions go. You have all these follow-ups, and you can't ask any of them.
Minimum following distance. Are we either going metric, or are we going the metric system?
Are we talking about, on the freeway, on the streets, or...
The question just says, what is the minimum following distance you should maintain
why everyone fails, because they get in their heads.
That's why people had to cheat. That's why you had to cheat.
Metaglasses can answer this.
All right, I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Me too.
Ready.
Johnny, what did you write?
I put 25 feet.
All right.
Sounds plausible.
What did you write, Allie?
I wrote a car's length.
One car's length. Jake, what did you write? Jake, don't make the noises. You don't know the answer.
I think I do.
Why are you making the noises? You're not the judge.
I should be.
If you continue this, you're the automatic loser.
Yeah, you're going to go to the DMV, which will probably be an upgrade for you anyway.
I put 5 seconds behind the car.
Time.
Vanessa?
I put one car distance.
I think that's right. Same I think it's Allie. A car's length.
I thought it was 3 seconds or 3 cars length. Whatever.
How are you supposed to figure that out as you're driving?
I don't know. No one knows.
3 seconds? How are you supposed to know seconds?
But I think that's the way they do it at the DMV. It's stupid like that.
How do you measure seconds? Yeah, exactly.
How do you measure seconds?
I really don't know.
One Mississippi, two Mississippi, three Mississippi. That's
yeah,
how.
Yeah, but from the car in front of Did you? Anyone so get... you're just supposed to pick a marker and be like...
So, Klein, what's your answer?
Three cars lengths or 3 seconds?
Three cars lengths is so many.
No, you got to pick one or the other.
Yeah.
Three cars lengths.
Okay.
That's so much space.
Yeah, that's a lot of space.
that's like a Mack truck.
I think you're supposed to be.
What are you going to do in traffic?
I thought you're supposed to be a car's length for every 10 miles you're driving behind a car. So if you're going 30, three car's lengths.
Right. Okay.
That's what I thought, but right. I don't know anymore, apparently.
All wrong, but Jake is the closest.
Damn it.
Boo.
What's the answer?
At least 3 seconds.
I said that.
Seconds?
I said
How
that.
How do you measure seconds?
I said seconds.
You did.
He said 3 seconds or, but you went with three trucks lengths or whatever.
God damn it.
Okay.
So that means that we've all gotten two wrong, which is two hours at the DMV if we lose.
All right. Moving on. Can you legally use a handheld cell phone while driving in California? This is a multiple choice. A, no. B, yes. C, if the call is important. D, only if you're driving a Class C vehicle.
Oh, no.
FUD.
I don't know what that means.
This one's easy.
Class C vehicle.
It's got to be no. It's got to be no.
Because this is where they get you, because Class C may mean...
What's Class C? That's commercial license.
That's motorcycles.
We should just revoke her license, dude.
Yeah, so you should not be driving.
Wow.
We're taking the DMV quiz because apparently there's a big cheating scandal. It's got to be... all right. Everyone's got their answers?
Yeah. It's no.
Well, Vanessa, what did you put?
I put no.
Yeah.
Jake?
Yeah, no.
Johnny?
No.
Allie?
No. What did you put? I put no.
A, no. Is it, but now I'm thinking it's D. Which one is it?
It is no. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, God. No. Yeah. That's the one you look back on and you're like, yes!
Yes! Take that, classy. All right,
trying to throw me off with the D.
All right, moving on. We are retaking the driving test now to see. Well, loser's got to sit at the DMV for hours, up to 2 hours right now at the DMV.
All right, what should you do when entering a freeway?
Is that multiple choice?
Okay, this one is, this one is multiple choice. Sorry about that. A, adjust your speed to match the freeway traffic and merge when it's safe. B, come to a stop and wait to merge until an opening. C, look for an opening that is at least 3 cars in length and speed into the opening. Or D, use blinker to inch in slowly.
Oh my God, they're all right.
Oh, man.
How are they all right? Yeah, they're all so different.
They're all right based on which freeway you're trying to get into.
Facts.
Oh, yeah. The one in Pasadena?
Like I've done every single thing he just said. That's why I've done those things.
In traffic, you might have to inch. All right.
I'm
what did everyone put?
One. Yeah, I'm ready.
All right.
Hey, Omar, was there D? Was there 4 answers?
Yes. D was use blinker to inch in slowly.
No, I didn't say D. I was just wondering.
Oh, okay.
That's not your answer.
No, right. My answer is C.
I put A.
I put A.
I have A also.
The answer is A.
Wait, what was C? C
was look for an opening that is at least 3 cars in length and speed up into
She would never
opening.
Get on the
All right, Vanessa, that's you know, we're up to...
I guess I'll try the next one.
3 hours.
There's so much space.
Vanessa, you're now currently losing with a score of 3 wrong.
Cool. You know what's happening? I need to see it in front of me. I'm not a person that listens and gets the answer. I have to see it, and then I'll
get the wrong answer.
By the way, a couple of people wanted to point out Class C is a regular driver's license, dumbasses.
I thought it was just a commercial license.
It's what you all have.
Yeah.
Not commercial, Allie, just regular. It's a regular driver's license. Car.
Yeah. Yes. Just a regular ass license.
Holy crap, says 917. None of you should have driver's licenses.
All right, here we go with the next one. When driving in fog, what headlights should you use?
Oh, God. Fog. The amount of fog questions on this crap. Oh, my God.
It affects so little of my driving.
Yes.
I can count, of all the times I've driven, fog less than
0.01%. Has affected me 0 times.
And it's cool. It's like you're driving through a bong hit.
It's a trick question, too, because we're in L.A. It's never foggy
That's
down
not
here.
True. There are mornings, especially coming through the canyon, where I am in heavy fog.
If you live near the beach.
Twice a year, but it happens. Okay. What? This is multiple choice?
It is not.
Damn.
When driving in fog, what headlights should you use?
All righty.
All right, Mr. Everyone write down their answer. Pens Wait. Down?
Yes.
Your pens down?
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm spelling. Okay, I'm ready.
All right. Vanessa, you get to go first.
Okay. Low lights.
What is that?
Low lights.
My car has that. Your car doesn't have that?
What'd you put, Jake?
Yeah, it's normal headlights, low lights.
Normal?
What is normal?
Just your normal headlights. Just make sure you don't use your brights.
I wrote low beams.
The fog lights. There's literally fog lights.
I think
a lot of cars don't have fog lights.
Oh, interesting.
Okay. Those little orange ones.
Huh?
You mean like a blinker?
No. The
ones in the side of the headlights. Yes.
There's headlights.
Those are called fog lights.
If you're doing it at night, you can't use those.
There's low beam and then there's high beam. And I thought low beam is what I put. What did you put, Allie?
I put fog lights.
Yeah, my car has that too.
There are fog lights.
That's Omar, what's the answer?
Because if you put the headlights, it can make it too bright and then you can't see.
The answer from the DMV is low beam headlights.
Low beam, baby. I remember that. I remember that from my actual driving test.
I think we're all saying the same thing.
Yeah.
No, you said fog.
You said fog lights.
But like in our cars, there's a mode that says fog lights, which is low beams.
You're wrong.
According to the DMV, that's a trick. It's a trick button in your car.
It's not a trick.
I'm going to give us the right answer.
It's a trick button.
It
says fog lights, which I guess would be a low beam headlight.
No, that's different.
I didn't get that wrong.
Yes,
it is called fog lights.
Allie got that wrong.
I'm not taking this, guys. I did not get that wrong.
If you were good, if you're going to go to the DMV and you would have written fog lights, and the answer is low beam headlights, you would have got wrong.
There's multiple choice on every DMV question.
Well, you picked the wrong choice.
No, yeah. I didn't. So. Fog lights is. No, I'm not taking
See,
that as a wrong.
Like you cheat on Allie Knows the News.
So, Vanessa, you're tied with Allie.
No, I'm not. No, you're not. I'm seriously, no. I'm not.
No,
I'm not.
I think Allie had it right.
I go with a lot of crap. I didn't get this wrong. So you guys can go F off.
Can someone ask, are fog lights the same as low beam? Can someone ask that question?
Ask ChatGPT, someone.
Hey, Siri, are low beams
the same as fog lights? This doesn't involve you.
Low beam headlights and fog lights differ in terms of configuration.
Thank you.
Oh, damn.
Look, don't listen to her, okay?
Damn.
Fog lights?
Oh, my God.
Look, the text line is overwhelming with how they are different. Low beams and fog lights are two different types of lights.
I'm sorry, I got it wrong, too, because I was with Allie on that one, and my car's got the exact same configuration, just like her, so I understand where she's coming from,
So
too.
Now we have a three-way tie for the bottom. It's
Allie. Thank goodness.
It's Allie, Vanessa, and Johnny in
That's
the bottom.
Tough.
All right, Omar, we have two more questions.
Two more questions. Okay. This one's multiple choice here. What should you do before backing up? A.
Back up over you so we can stop this.
That's wrong again, Allie. That's 5 hours now in the DMV.
All right. A. Look at backup camera only.
Wait. Start over.
A. Look at backup camera only.
Wait. Read the initial question.
Okay, the question. What should you do before backing up?
Okay.
A. Look at backup camera only. B. Check behind your vehicle and look over your shoulder to make sure the path is clear. C. Hand signal out driver's side window. Or D. Look left and right, then proceed.
Wow. Wait, hold on. Where are you backing up? It doesn't matter. Driveway, it doesn't matter.
Just says, what should you do before backing up?
And a backup camera is an option, you're saying?
That's the first one. A, look up backup camera only.
Okay, go through the answer one more time.
Okay, that was A. B is check behind your vehicle and look over your shoulder to make sure the path is clear. C, hand signal out driver's side window. Or D, look left and right, then proceed.
Klein is doing the hand
signal. I was trying to figure out what hand signal what you would do to say you're backing up.
Yeah, you wouldn't do that in a Whole Foods parking lot.
I've never seen that, but I know there is a stupid hand signal question I've gotten wrong before,
All right,
too.
Yeah. So what'd you put down?
I only put down B because when he said the coast is clear. I feel like the DMV loves using that stupid, when the coast is clear, they love that verbiage. Da-da-da-da-da, when the coast is clear.
Yeah. Yeah, I put B, too.
Me, too.
I put B.
Yeah.
I put B, too.
What is the answer?
The answer is B.
Yeah.
You guys all got that one right.
Last question.
Okay, last one. Here we go.
Last question.
I thought we were doing 10.
Nope.
If there's a three-way tie? What are we going to do?
All three, you got to go.
No, we don't.
Rock, paper, scissors.
No, I'm not doing rock, paper, scissors to see who sits at the DMV.
We'll do rock, paper, fog lights, Allie.
No. And there are people on the text line saying that we're right.
True.
Go ahead.
What should you do when approaching a pedestrian in a marked or unmarked crosswalk?
If they're hot, you go, right?
Flash the high beams.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Is that, so that
if you have a ooga horn, you use that.
You gotta use your ooga horn, clearly. Wait, that is not a multiple choice.
It is not, no. What should you do when approaching a pedestrian in a marked or unmarked crosswalk?
Unmarked, which means there's
that means they're jaywalking.
Yeah.
You flip, you give them the finger, but the DMV wouldn't say that. It's like, all right. Jake, have their answer?
Yes. Yeah.
Jake, what'd you write?
I just wrote stop.
Stop.
Yeah.
Why are you putting your hands up in the air like you're
freeze? I'm putting my pen down. I'm not changing my answer.
Okay.
I said you yield the right of way to the pedestrian. Yield the right of way. I feel like that's the verbiage they like.
Yep.
What does yield mean? Slow down or stop?
Can mean stop. Can mean slow down.
Yeah.
Coming to a full stop would be, that could cause a problem, cause an accident. You yield to ye.
So you don't stop.
You approach the pedestrians. You yield them the right. They get the.
Yeah, that's what I put too. I put you slow down and you give them the right of way.
Vanessa, what you put? I know you run. In real life, you run over them.
Stop and let them go because pedestrians get the right of way.
Yeah.
So you said slow down, stop, and then let them go.
Obviously, like I'm seeing them. Oh snap! Let me slow down. Let me stop. So I don't kill them.
So does the DMV think it? The answer is, oh, snap, slow down.
Oh, snap.
Slow down, stop. And the pedestrian gets
Jake,
right
what'd you put, Jake?
I already said stop.
Allie?
Yeah, I put stop and let the, allow the pedestrian to pass.
Omar?
The answer is slow down and yield the right of way to the pedestrian.
OMG! Oh, I got it right!
Wow!
No. Whoever said stop is not right.
And I said slow down.
Yield can mean stop.
I said slow down. I didn't
yield
say stop.
Yield means whatever. You said yourself, yield means yield. It could mean stop. It could mean slow down. It
yield.
Could mean
any.
Yes.
Yield.
I understand you're saying yield.
Right.
It could mean slow or stop.
But I don't
if
think.
You have
read
to,
the answer, Omar.
No, but when you yield the right of way, like in one of those wacky turnabouts, you don't slow down
necessarily. Yeah, because yield means more. It doesn't mean slow only. It doesn't mean stop only. Yield is yield.
I'm going to throw out that question. Okay. That's because Allie's going to lose it. And she, I don't want her to lose it.
Sure.
Okay, so you want me to just go to another one?
One more question. This is really it. We're way behind.
All right, here we go. How far before a turn should you signal? Not
crap.
A multiple choice.
Come on.
How
is
far
this a
before a turn?
Thing?
All right, here we go. How far before a turn should you signal?
Okay.
All right, Murray.
What is it, Jake?
You can't tell us if it's inches, yards, feet, miles.
I'll tell you, it's feet.
Yeah, all right.
God, why did you have to?
I don't know this.
What were you going to put, Vanessa?
I don't know. Let me think.
How, this is before I'm you worried. Signal? No one even signals anymore. I feel like this is an outdated question. But I know that.
It's numbers. I hate numbers.
Okay. I have a guess. No. I'm trying to do the math.
The math?
You just wrote the same thing that you crossed out.
Drew a figure?
I think it's half that, but I...
You draw a car?
Vanessa, what'd you put?
Okay. I'm going to say 100 feet.
That's so funny. I put that down, too.
I did, too.
Me, too.
But then I crossed it out.
I put 50.
Whoa.
What's the answer?
The answer is 100 feet.
Yes!
Jake is now entered the bottom. And that is a wrong answer. That would be Jake's third wrong answer as well.
So
now we have a three-way tie. Four-way tie.
Yeah, four-way tie for last.
Wow. So I have one last question here, too. This is all right. The only other question I have.
Let's go ahead. We have to do it. We have to.
What should you do if you hear a siren from an emergency vehicle? What do you do when you hear a siren from an emergency vehicle?
Oh, my God.
I mean, this one. Guys, the cheating scandal of the DMV has led us to this. The loser of this quiz will have to go to the DMV and spend 4 hours. That will be the number, because I assume they'll get one more wrong. 4 hours at the DMV for no reason, which is the worst punishment we've ever had on the show.
Okay, I'm ready.
Let's see.
Again, what should you do if you hear a siren from an emergency vehicle?
Jake, you want to go first?
No.
I'm telling you, when you're at the bottom, it really affects you.
Okay, let me tell you. Move to the right side and let the emergency people go. Stop to the right side.
Move, stop?
Yeah, like you move to the right and then you stop. You stay there. Okay. Emergency people go.
Okay.
Johnny, what'd you put?
Well, I knew you had to be very specific. So kind of like Vanessa, first you slow, then you blinker to the right, and then you pull off to the right, and then you let all emergency vehicles pass safely as you are standing still, and then you take off.
Allie, what'd you put?
I just put pull to the side of the road.
Pull to the side of the road.
No blinker?
You have to pull to the side of the road.
Yeah.
Safely move to the right and allow the emergency vehicle to pass.
Yeah, but I wrote. All right. If they're coming and you're in the left-hand lane, you're going to screw everything up by getting all the way over to the right-hand side. I think if it's an emergency, you just need to pull over.
So pick whichever side is closest, right. You think. All right. Jake?
Yeah, I wrote slow down signal and pull over.
You just have to pull over immediately.
You got to slow down signal.
Is anyone wrong, Omar? Definitely?
Definitely people are wrong here.
Damn. Whoa.
Are multiple people wrong?
Yes.
What are we going to do here, guys? Have to go.
What is the right answer?
The right answer is you have to pull over to the right edge of the road and stop until the emergency vehicles pass.
That's what I said.
Yeah. As well.
Yeah. That's right. Whoa. Yep. I got it.
Allie and Jake did not get that right.
Allie and Jake.
I said pull over.
Damn.
He said pull over. He didn't say which side.
Yeah. That's the only side.
Allie and Jake. 4 hours in the DMV.
No, we're not doing this together.
Yeah, together, Allie.
No, we're not doing it together. There's one loser.
It's just Allie.
There's one loser. We're not both sitting there.
Let's find out who the loser is next break, yeah?
No, let's keep this going.
We're so over.
Yeah, we do need to go. This is crazy.
We gotta take a break. I don't know what was resolved here, but we should not be driving.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.